football on off the ball.
International football is very tactical based. There is a lot of meetings and there's a lot of work on the opposition. It's different, but also it's similar as football. It's solving problems, it's different formations, it's different players, but at the end of the day, it's football.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Irish football
on Off the Ball,
brought to you by Cadbury, a proud sponsor of the Republic of Ireland football teams.
This is News Talk.
Carla, a huge win here against Poland tonight ahead of a big double header coming up on Saturday as well. Firstly, maybe just your emotions after that, because that was a mental game of football.
It was, yeah. And I think, look, first and foremost, this group needs an awful lot of praise and an awful lot of credit, I think, to come here in a difficult place against a good side after two nearly performances against the France and Netherlands, and to get a win is absolutely huge. We talked very early on in the week that they've done really well in the first two games, but we have to really start to turn that into points, and the way we did that tonight was superb.
You came out from the blocks really and kind of set a press to them and took control of the game. Was that the plan, to be aggressive from the off today?
Yeah, do you know what? I really thought they were going to come after us early. So we almost talked about weathering an early storm from them, but the storm didn't come. We give them the storm, and I think it was important that we, controlled the game. And as soon as we got that first five minutes under our belt, you could see the air of confidence amongst the group, and we wanted to get into our structure quite quickly. And we did that, and I think we executed what we wanted to do very well tonight.
Obviously, you talk about the storm that came from Ireland, but then the goal goes in just before the break. Can you just talk maybe about the resilience of the side to not drop the heads after that goal goes in?
Listen, this is possibly one of the most resilient groups I've ever worked with. They're an absolute pleasure to work with. They want to learn, they want to be better all the time, they want to push each other, they want to drive standards. They take care of that themselves. They don't need me for that. The resilient side is born and bred into them. So look, the goal went in. Yes, it's a little bit of a mindset shift, but at half time, we tweaked a couple of bits because we wanted to be better in some areas, and I thought we were second half, but like I said, I think let's hope that the nation are praising this lot tonight, because they deserve it.
There's obviously a lot of good performance from a lot of players across the pitch, but one in particular, a player you've called world class time and time again, who is back again today, Denise O'Sullivan, was absolutely outstanding.
Listen, I said to her at the end, honestly, I think that's up there with one of her best performances in Ireland. I thought she was absolutely superb from minute one. The way she gets around the pitch, the way she is on the ball, off the ball, the way she leads, she sets a tone, she's front footed, she's tenacious. Look, I could go on about Denise O'Sullivan all night, because she is a top, top draw to work with. And yeah, I'm glad you highlighted that, because I walked off the pitch and I said, what a performance from Denise, as well as everybody. But she was, especially very good.
I think the whole nation could probably listen to you wax lyrical about Denise all night after that performance. Just finally, ahead of the double header, obviously the big one on Saturday, they're obviously going to have they're going to look for revenge in that. What can you learn from that game ahead of this one on Saturday?
We can learn a lot. Like I said, this group, we're always building, we're always layering up. We were really pleased with the performances in the first two games, and we wanted to continue to layer up our processes, and we keep talking about consistency is key, consistency in the way that we develop and consistency in our processes. It'll be no different. We have to, between now and the next game, have world-class behaviours, make sure that we prepare in the right way, recover, analyse the game, and be better again, because that's what we want to keep doing.
Nice meeting you, Carla.
Thank you.
Irish football
on Off the Ball,
brought to you by Cadbury, a proud sponsor of the Republic of Ireland football teams.
This is News Talk.
It's a huge win here for Ireland in Gdansk against Poland. A goal as well for you. First, you can just sum up how you feel after that.
Yeah, I mean, just feeling really good about that performance from us. I mean, I think that we left the last international window feeling like we deserved more from those two games, and this was a big opportunity for us to show that we could, get the game across the line with a top performance, and I think we did that.
What was the game plan from the start? Because you didn't really let Poland have any of the ball in that first half and really throughout the game at all.
Yeah, we wanted to be aggressive. I think that we've grown in confidence on the ball as a group under Carla. Our game plan was to play and be aggressive when we weren't on the ball as well.
You obviously go 2-0 up, and then the goal just before half time. The resilience of this side, like we've seen it before and we saw it again today, to stay in the game and then to get that third goal after as well. How key was that?
Yeah, I think it's always disappointing to concede right before the half, but I think we came out really strong, which was a good sign. Came out really strong, got the third goal to make it 3-1, and then got a bit dicey once they scored their second, but happy to
talk us through your goal, because when the ball falls to your feet, it's just instinct. You just rifle it right in the top corner. What's going through your head there?
Well, I thought Emily was going to lay it to me a little bit softer, so I wasn't expecting to take a touch, so that threw me for a little bit, but great pass from Em, and then just found myself top of the box and said shoot it.
Attention now turns to Saturday at home against the same opposition. I presume the mood in the camp is going to be through the roof after that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, to have this performance away from home is really good for us. I think that it'll only be better at the Aviva. So really looking forward to putting another good performance out there, but in front of home fans.
Thanks, Marissa. Well done today.
Thanks so much.
Irish football on Off the Ball. Brought to you by Cadbury, a proud sponsor of the Republic of Ireland football teams.
This is News Talk.
Emily, a huge win here in Gdansk against Poland. You started the game right out from the blocks with yourself and Abby up top, and then the goal comes early on. What's going to your head when the ball falls to your feet?
I think just hit it and make sure you hit it on target. I've been ripped a couple of times already, but I don't think it was an unbelievable goal, but it went in the back of the net, and sometimes that's how you got to get the first on the board. I think I'm a 9, and as soon as that ball comes across me, I think I was in the 18-yard box, I'm always going to hit it.
How did you find that partnership with Abby Larkin up top today? Because there were so many times we had to run channels, you had to hold up the play and let Ireland get up the pitch.
Look, I think Larko's form speaks for itself. She's playing unbelievably at club, and you always know she's going to fight, she's going to work 100%, and the quality she has on the ball here at Ireland. So for me, I love playing with her. She's electric. She's a lot of energy. She's a bundle of joy. It's a great partnership, and I think anyone I'm up there with, I could say the same about. But no, I really enjoy playing with Larko because she's doing so well at the moment. She's in such good form.
You talked about the goal and maybe not being as good as other people are saying. Let's see it. Does that matter to you, or is it just once it goes in, it goes in?
Of course it doesn't matter. I think that's the 9. That's the mentality of a 9. You're going to score goals that are going to be unbelievable. You're going to score goals that aren't so much, but they all count for the same. I don't mind that too much.
It was obviously a pretty good number 9 at the other end of the pitch today as well, Leva Pior. You stopped her on the break a couple of times throughout that first half when you were the only player back from corners. Is that something that maybe you've been working on a little bit more?
I think Emma Byrne stuck me in there, and I do the exact job that I'm asked. But like you just said, her class speaks for itself, and that was a big threat for them that we were trying to minimise and maintain, and I think we did a really good job of it today.
It's a big win for the campaign. It's a big win just here tonight. Obviously, looking ahead to the game on Saturday, what can you take from this ahead of that?
I think loads of things. I think for us, we controlled large proportions of the game, which is massive. But at the same time, we're halfway. This result means nothing unless we're full focus going into Saturday, which we will be. And they're going to want to come for a win, but we're going to be there as well. So nothing changes in that sense, but we'll be ready to go again at the Aviva.
Well done, Emily.
Thank you very much.
Irish football
on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by Cadbury, a proud sponsor of the Republic of Ireland football teams.
This is News Talk.